Good morning. Good morning. Today is the 16th day of December. We're in a circle of friends. I just want to say good morning to everybody. Lord God, this morning, I just want to say thank you, Father God, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Lord God, and just to being able to be in a circle of friends this morning, Lord God, praying and encouraging and inspiring each other, Lord God. Lord God, that we can go forth in the promises of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, and I give you glory, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for those prayers that's being answered today, Lord God. Lord God, those family members are getting saved, Lord God. Those marriages are getting reconciled today, Lord God. Those chains are being broken today, Lord God. Lord God, that every distraction is being broken today, Lord God. Lord God, that we're able to focus, Lord God, on the promises of Jesus Christ and our mission. And what you have for us, Lord God, and what you need for us to do, Lord God, that we can fulfill the kingdom of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you today, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to give us the strength to come, Lord God, before you, Lord God, and petition and to give you glory and to give you honor, Lord God, and just, Lord God, just to keep the faith this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to give us the to increase our faith today, Lord God, increase our understanding, Lord God, that we're not leaning on our own understanding, Lord God, but we're entering everything in prayer and supplication, Lord God, and we're waiting on you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. I give you the glory, Jesus. I magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I want to pray for my nephew, Caleb, Lord God. I pray to him, Jesus, Lord God. Give him wisdom, Lord God. Be the lamp in his footsteps, Father God. Lord God, give me direction, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're coming today standing in the gap, Lord God, for others, Lord God, that might can't stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God. Lord God, we're coming to stand in the gap for them, Jesus, Lord God, praying for their salvation, Lord God, praying, Lord God, encouraging them, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping each and every one of us safe, Lord God, from COVID, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, for all those unanswered prayers, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're still working, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that your time is not our time, Lord God. Lord God, we just praying, Lord God, being diligent, Jesus, Lord God. You said be steadfast and unmovable, Lord God. So, Lord God, we want to be steadfast today, Lord God. We're standing on the word of God, Lord God. We're standing on your promises today, Lord God. Lord God, for we know that you're not man and you should not lie, Lord God. Lord God, so we're holding you accountable, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you want us to hold you accountable to the word, Lord God, that we have that much faith, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, that you said in your word, Lord God, and you will fulfill it, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray against any plan, Lord God, coming against the will of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord God. We call it non and void today, Lord God. Non and void, counsel anything in the atmosphere, Lord God, coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our life today, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to come before your grace, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, new mercy, new grace, Lord God, today, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We bind all distractions, Lord God, all anxiety, all depression, Lord God. We give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you for strength, Lord God. Strength, Lord God. Lord God, touch, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, you just ask you for a touch to fill us, Lord God, with your light, Lord God. Just give us the strength, Lord God. Lord God, when we feel it forsaken, Lord God, there's some out there, Lord God, feel it forsaken, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to give them courage, Lord God, when they're afraid, Lord God. Wisdom when they feel foolish, Lord God. Comfort when they feel alone, Lord God. Lord God, we bind the spirit of rejection, Lord God, today, Lord God. We bind the spirit of denial over our life, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to release, Lord God, approvals, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, we ask you for the ability to deal, Lord God. Lord God, we know that everything, Lord God, there's going to be situations, Lord God. You said when the enemy rises up, comes in like a flood, Lord God. You will rise the standard, Lord God. So we thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength, Lord God, when we feel overwhelmed, Lord God. Even when we feel overcome, Lord God. Lord God, with emotions, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you the answer, Lord God. You are the way, Lord God, and the only way, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are our strength, Lord God, and our provider, Lord God, our redeemer, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for giving us direction, Jesus, Lord God. Direction, Lord God, no matter what the situation is looking like, Lord God. Lord God, even when we crossed, when they crossed over the Jordan, Jesus, Lord God, that was the high flood time. It wasn't even the time, Lord God, it was going, the flood, the current was so high, Jesus, Lord God, but you made a way, Lord God. Lord God, every situation, Lord God, you will make a way, Lord God. You are the way maker, Lord God. You are the sustainer, Lord God. You are the one that makes the crooked places straight, Lord God. We thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together today on this prayer line, Jesus, Lord God, and lift each other up, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just want to get the names of everybody that's on the prayer line this morning. And if you're able to pray, just say pray. If you're listening, say listening.
Good morning, Apostle here. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Yvonne listening.
Good morning,
this is Sister Marie.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
Good morning, this is Darlene. I'm available to pray.
So, good morning, everybody. So, when I was studying this week, I was just really focusing on, you know, the strength to pray. And sometimes, you know, we're going through difficult situations, and or a family member of ours or a friend of ours or maybe somebody that we don't even know is going through difficult situations, and they don't have the strength to pray or they don't know what words to pray, even though I don't personally feel like there's a correct word to pray. Well, I just feel like you should pray the word. But, you know, some people are going through different circumstances and they don't have the strength to pray. So I just want to come in and pray for those that don't have the strength to pray, that we're standing in the gap for them. We're concerned about them. We have compassion about them in the name of Jesus. So if we can come in and just pray for strength for each other and for ourselves, even for ourselves, because sometimes, you know, I mean, everybody's different, but sometimes, you know, you don't have the strength. You don't know what to pray. And sometimes the situation can come to you so fast that you're just so caught up in emotions that you're thinking about your circumstance instead of, like, let me pray about this. So I just want to come in and pray for strength when we don't have it, that we'll just be able to be armored in Jesus Christ and be able to pray the word over our situation, because the battle's already won. It was already won. It's been won in the heaven. It's been won on earth. We just got to stand in it and believe. So let's just come in and pray for strength today.
Father God, I just thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you strengthen us, Lord God.
We thank you,
Lord God, that you put on the armor of Jesus Christ, Lord God, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit, Father God. Lord God, that we are armored, Lord God, in the word, Father God. Lord God, you said you are prepared to take before us, Father God, in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God. Every promise, Lord God, that you'll be our refuge, Lord God. Lord God, you said you'll give our angels charge over us, Lord God, that we should even dash our foot against the stone, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for the strength this morning, Lord God. The strength, Lord God, the mind of Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that's going to keep us, Lord God. Lord God, even when we don't see a way out, Lord God. I thank you for this
time, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you this morning, Lord God, that you've given each and every one of us strength, Lord God. Lord God, to open doors, Lord God. You said that we can move mountains in the sea, Lord God. Give us that strength today, Lord God. Lord God, be our defense, Lord God. Lord God, stand by us, Lord God. Even when we feel deserted, Lord God, may it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood by me in strength, Lord God. Lord God, do everything, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, when there's no one to count on, Lord God, faithfully you stood by us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand, Lord God, that you will keep us, Lord God. You will never abandon us, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you come and care about our words, Lord God. You're concerned about this trial, Lord God, because we know it's going to be trials and tribulation, Jesus. Lord God, give us the strength to endure, Lord God, today, Father God. Lord God, we give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you all the honor, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're coming against the holiday season, Lord God. And a lot of people have lost loved ones, Lord God. We're not speaking to their loved ones, Jesus. Lord God, we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give them courage, Lord God. Give them courage, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I just want to say thank you, Lord, that we have the knowledge, Lord God, that we need strength, Lord God. Lord, he is our strength and our redeemer, and that's who we get our strength from. He's our power source. We can refuel and power off of him. Every time we get a little discouraged, we can go in the Word and power off of him. We can read the Bible and see how he breathed life in situations, how he brought rain when it was desolate, and how just the great works of the Bible. So we just know, Lord God, that we can find strength in him. He is our strength. We can do nothing without him. So we need him for everything. So I just thank you for the strength, Lord God, to even wake up this morning to get on the prayer line, to know that I have to be here. I have to. When it's time for me to get on the prayer line, I almost wake up an hour before because in my head, I have to be here. I have to be up. I have to be praying for my family. I have to pray for my nephew. Like, that's my biggest concern. I have to pray for him. So no matter what, I have to get up. I have to pray because I feel like it's my responsibility. It is my responsibility. So I just want to thank God for that, for giving us that responsibility. Some of us, you know, he calls for that responsibility to stand in the gap, to intercede for each other. Like when I was young, my mom always went to intercessory prayer at the church. And because I was the baby, I had to go with her. So I was always there, intercessory prayer at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sundays with my mother. So, you know, it just always came naturally to stay on my knees in prayer. So I just want to thank God for that today. I just want to thank God for that. And so I have something I'm going to read to you guys. It's a prayer for guidance. And it says, Lord, I pray that you move the Spirit more boldly in my life. I know that any sin can grieve and diminish the voice of the Holy Spirit. I pray against temptation of sin. Help me crave your presence more than I crave sin. Help me grow in the fruit of the Spirit so I walk closer with you. I pray for your guidance from the Spirit. Let your will and promises always be a meditation of my heart. So, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you give us wisdom and guidance, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you will bind anything, Lord God, stopping the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our life today, Lord God. So we just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for strength, Lord God. We thank you for guidance, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the knowledge of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we know that we need you, Lord. We know that you are a prayer answer of God. We know, Lord God, if we come to you, Lord God, diligently, seeking after you, Lord God. You will hear us, Lord God. You will hear us, Lord God. You will hear our earnest plea, Lord God. You will give us the desires of our heart according to your riches of glory, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know, Lord God, we have to be, Lord God, praying and interceding, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you're the God of answers, Lord God. You're the God of grace, Lord God. You're the God of mercies, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, today, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for binding all distractions, Lord God. Lord God, that we can clearly see you, Lord God. Lord God, that we can clearly seek after you, Lord God. You said, for those that seek me shall find me. Those that seek me early shall find me. So I just want to thank God for being able to seek him today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you said seek you first. That's the first thing that we should do. Seek you first, Lord God. Lord God, to seek you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. So, Lord God, he said if the people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We're going to seek you, Lord. There's so many benefits to seeking God. He gives us so many benefits if we just seek him. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for being able to seek you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. He said in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, when we seek him, Lord God, we will find him, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that we're seeking you diligently, earnestly, within our heart, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We bind all temptation in our lives right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as we're going into this new year, Lord God, we're expecting, Jesus, Lord God. We're expecting great things, miracles, Lord God. Change situation, Lord God. Lord God, that you're going to give breath, Lord God, to those old situations, Lord God. You're going to open doors, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And not only are you going to open doors, Lord God, you're going to prepare us, Lord God, that we're ready, Lord God, when you open that door, Lord God. We're ready, Lord God, and we don't have to try to get ready, Lord God, but we'll be ready already, Lord God, waiting on you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. We pray for each and every family member on this line, Father God. Lord God, that they'll be saved and protected, Lord God, and they'll go forth in the Holy Spirit, Lord God, seeking you, Lord God, worshiping you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be a correspondence with you, Lord God. Lord God, listening, Lord God. Lord God, meditating on the word, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we, even the word, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Lord God. You said, seek me first. Help us to seek you first, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Lord. Help us to devote our hearts and souls to you, Lord God, and seeking you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said in Acts 17:27, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Jesus, Lord God. Even in Hebrews, Lord God, you said, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I'm looking for a reward. I don't know about nobody else, Lord God, but I'm looking for a reward, Lord God. You said there's a reward for those that seek him, Lord God. For those that seek you, Lord God, there shall be a reward, Lord God. There shall be an expected end, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We're coming in to pray, Lord God, for that expected end, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we done been through
enough, Lord God. We're praying for expected end, Jesus, Lord God. You said for our latter will be greater, Lord God, than our former, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, if we seek you diligently, Lord God, we can find you, Jesus, Lord God. You said come near to God, and he will come near to you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jeremiah 29:13, he says, you will seek me and you will find me. You will seek me with your whole heart. You said in Matthew, Lord God, but seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given unto you. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Even in Proverbs 8:17, you said, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. Lord God, help us, Jesus, to seek you, Lord God. So I pray right now on the prayer line, we all come in, Lord God, to make sure we're seeking God with everything that we have in us, because in the seeking, Lord God, we'll find him. In the searching, we're going to find him. And when we're seeking and we're searching, he said he's going to reward us, Lord God. And I know I need a reward. I know I want a reward. I love rewards. So, Lord God, I pray right now that each and every person on the prayer line come in right now, Lord God, that we're seeking after him, Lord God, that we're praying, Lord God, that we're seeking him in the name of Jesus.
Morning, God. Hallelujah.
Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for asking, Lord God.
Lord
God, I thank you, Lord. Lord God, for you
being
down from heaven, Lord God. Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that we're able to speak to you, Lord God. Each and every one of us in our family in heaven, Lord God. Lord God, you said for those that seek you, we will find you, Lord God. And we will love you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, as we go on into this new year, Father God, that we have everything we need, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for seeking, being able to seek after you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the energy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we're able to seek after your holy presence, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking after you, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking after you like we lost something, Lord God. And we're trying to find something. Anybody ever try to find it? Lord God. Speaking, because you can't lead, Lord God. Lord God, when we won't lead, Lord God, we find you, Jesus, Lord God. We're finding you, Lord God. Lord God, we're waiting, Lord God. We're waiting, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God. You said speak, Lord God. Knock at the door to be open, Lord God. Asking and give it to you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking and asking, we're knocking, Lord God. Save my family, Lord God. Save our kids. Save Caleb, Father God. Save Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, we're seeking you, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking you, Lord. We're seeking you, Lord. We're seeking you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, earnestly, wholeheartedly, Lord God, we will seek after you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it's a move in the seeking, Lord God. We know when we move, Lord God, and we start to seeking after you, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you're going to bless us, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking after you, Lord God, like our life is depending on it, Lord God. Lord God, we got family members, Lord God, that's depending on us, seeking after you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, us standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, we want seeking from you, Lord God, opening that door, Lord God. We're moving that situation, Lord God, breaking that bondage, Jesus, Lord God. All we got to do is seek after you, Lord God. And Lord God, you said all righteousness, Lord God. All things, Lord God, will be added, Lord God. All things will be given, Lord God. Lord God, if we just seek after you, Lord God, diligently, earnestly, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I will help us to thirst after you, Lord God. You are our God, Lord God, our Redeemer, Jesus.
earnestly we seek after you. I thirst after you, Lord God. Lord God, when there's no water, Lord God. Lord God, look to the Lord for in his strength and seek his face, Lord God, you said, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, all hope is in you. All power is in you, Lord God. Help us to seek after you, Lord God. Lord God, help us not to be dismayed, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not stray, Lord God, but help us to seek after you and humble ourselves, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the righteousness, Lord God. Thank you for the humility, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, you said in Luke, Lord God, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find it. Knock and the door shall be opened. Lord God, for everyone who asks, receives, and for everyone who seeks, finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, we know you're not man that you should lie, Lord God. You said that everybody seeks, finds, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're seeking after you, Lord God, for salvation, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, for new situations, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, for Lord God, that you will help us with our finances, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, because we need you, Lord. We need you. Our life is dependent on you, Lord God. We have no life without you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord, for those marriages, Lord God, that need to be restored, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord, because we need healing, Lord God. We need healing, Lord Jesus, Lord God. We need healing, Lord. We're seeking after you, Lord, because, Lord God, we need you, Jesus. We need the blood, Lord God. We need, Lord God, to be renewed, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, because we need a revelation in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we refuse to go to this new year. We refuse to go to a new day, Lord God. And, Lord God, and be dismayed, just, Lord God. And, Lord God, having to wonder, Lord God. Lord God, we need to know, Lord God, that everything comes from the Lord Jesus. You are our strength, Lord God. Lord God, you are a way maker, Lord God. You give us strength, Lord God. Even when we don't have strength, Lord God, you are our strength, Lord God. Lord God, you are a rock of our salvation, Lord God. We can lean on you. You are holy tower, Lord God. We can find refuge in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to seek after you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will seek you with everything that I have, Lord God. Lord God, because I know, Lord God, that you will answer me, Lord God. You said if I seek you, Lord God, I will find you, Lord God. I need to find Jesus. I don't know how many people need to find Jesus, but we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you every day, all day, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We can't make a move without you, Jesus. You are the way and the only way, Jesus. Help us to humble ourselves and seek after you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Before we do anything, help us to seek you and your righteousness and your kingdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's miracles there. Lord God, there's removal from situations there, Lord God. There's answers there, Lord God. There's opening doors there, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to seek you while you're here, Lord God. Renew our anointings, Lord. Renew our anointings today, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord God, I just want to give you praise, Lord God. I just want to give you honor, Lord God, for you are the living word, Lord God. You are the living bread, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for that today, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be empowered. Help us to be encouraged, Lord God. Help us to go about our day, Lord God, expecting good news, Lord God. Expecting, Lord God, wonderful things to happen to us, Lord God, that the gates of heaven will be open and pouring out blessings today, Lord God. Lord God, we will walk in the anointing of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We will walk in the blessings of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. Whatever's going on in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, whatever we're praying about, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will be our answer today, Lord God. I pray that you will be our revelation today, Lord God. Lord God, that we will, Lord God, every one of those situations, Lord God, that we're praying about, Lord God, and we're seeking you about, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give us some type of answer today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. We know that your time is not our time, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to be diligent and are seeking after you, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. For, Lord God, thank you for your plans for us, Lord God. Lord God, you said for
I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. And then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations in the places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Thank you, Jesus, for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord God, there is a great reward for those that seek you, Lord God. That you will deliver us. You will bring us back, Lord God. You will restore us. Lord God, thank you for the restoration, Lord God. Restoration, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, as we're going forth, Lord God, in this new year, Jesus, Lord God, we want to, Lord God, we want to tackle this. We just want to leave some things, fear, doubt. Lord God, those things, Lord God, help us to remove those things from our life, Lord God. Help us to not take that stuff into this new year, into this new blessings, Lord God, into this new situations that you have for us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray against, I bind the spirit of fear over our lives right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind those spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, Lord God, doubt, Lord God. Shame, Jesus, anything, Lord God, that in our past, Lord God, that you have delivered us from, Lord God, that you have forgiven us from, Lord God, no longer will that hold us back, Lord God. It's not holding us back, Lord God, because we have been redeemed, Lord God. We have been forgiven, Lord God. Help us to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, being able to receive, Lord God, everything that you have for us, Lord God, every door that you open, Lord God, help us, give us the confidence that we can walk in and say, God did this. I know this is for me. I'm claiming this because God did it. God said it. God said if I seek him, I will find him, and he will give me a great reward. I know this is coming from the Lord, Lord God. Give us that confidence, Lord God, that we're claiming those things, Lord God. Lord God, that I'm claiming, Lord God, that I'll be a kingdom financer, Father God. Lord God, that I'll be, you'll give me more than enough, Lord God, that I can finance the kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, I can be able to sow into different ministries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you bless my business, Lord God. Bless each and every client, Lord God. That they know, Lord God, this is a blessed store. This is a blessed situation. This is a blessed business, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God did this. God showed out with this, Lord God. I thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for showing out in my life, Lord God. Lord God, I'm expecting, Lord God, for you to do great things in my children's life, in my children's children's life, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they be blessed, Lord God, for lineages to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for great men, a great move of Christ in their life, Lord God, that they will be able to seek you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, over our families, Jesus, Lord God, that you're giving us the strength, Lord God, to seek after you, Lord God. You're giving us the strength, Lord God. All power, all everything is in you, Lord God. Lord God, so I thank you for that strength, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God. Seek you first, Lord God. Lord God, that we're not dismayed, Lord God, and that we're given the strength to seek after you, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, and I just want to see if Apostle Horsley is able to pray this morning. And Sister Mary or Sister Marie.
It's Sister Marie. Right now I'm not in a position to pray. I'm down here at an appointment with Harold. So they checking us in. So I won't be able to pray right now.
Okay. Apostle Horsley, are you able to
pray? Once they check us in, I can.
Say again, we're able to pray.
Yes, Apostle Horsley, are you able to pray?
Yes, ma'am. We're able to pray. Okay. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, O Lord God, to praise your holy name, O Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, my prayer request is, O Lord God, in spite of what men are planning on doing, O Lord God, and those that are not right, O Lord God. Recalling the mind right now, Lord God, that vengeance is mine, say the Lord, I will repay. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, they are distributing this vaccine out, O Lord God, that they just about spend a year, Lord God, trying to create and perfect it, O Lord God. We pray that the Vaseline, that this COVID-19 vaccination, O Lord God, that you would look over it, O Lord God, and that you would let it work for the people, O Lord God, that it would save lives, O Lord God, in spite of the intentions of unreasonable men, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that they would begin to get healed, O Lord God, and that they would, Lord God, begin to heal, O Lord God, and begin to mend, O Lord God. For, Lord God, nothing's work, O Lord God, unless your blessing is upon it, O Lord God. So, Lord, we ask that you would just look on it, O Lord God. We didn't want nothing that would destroy people, O Lord God, but give people wisdom in all things that they do this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to thank you, Lord God, in this hour of power. I pray, Lord God, thank you for a wife, O Lord God, Minister Crystal, Lord God, the evangelist, the pastor, Dolly, and, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that came here, O Lord God, and have joined themselves and together in love, O Lord God. God, we pray for my son that's going back to Texas, O Lord God. Things are got delayed, Lord, but he's flying in the air, Lord God, and traveling mercy, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the protection of the people, O Lord God, that in this inclement weather is coming, O Lord God, across, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, but to keep everyone safe, O Lord God, as we head into this season, this holiday season, O Lord God, celebrating the birth of the Christ, our time that you have allowed us to come and celebrate, O Lord God, all over the world, O Lord God, on the 25th day of December, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, O Lord God. God, things are not the way they were, Lord God, but they wasn't normal all year long this year, Lord God. But we pray, O Lord God, that you would touch families, O Lord God, praying for words, O Lord God, to give to the people, O Lord God, words of wisdom, O Lord God. Many have came, O Lord God, and say they won't be able to shop for Christmas, O Lord God, but give me words that are comforted in their heart, O Lord God, that I will be boldly in speaking about the birth of Jesus Christ, O Lord God, and that we're celebrating his name, O Lord God, and we're celebrating, O Lord God, because he came from heaven, O Lord God, and left thee, O Lord God, to come here, O Lord God, live captivity, captive God, and to give gifts on the men, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. There are many people in the hospitals, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But this plague, this virus, O Lord God, it's on the earth, O Lord God. And Lord God, we pray that you would strengthen families at this time, O Lord God. Many families, O Lord God, are going through a time of bereavement right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, some are suffering, O Lord God, with kidney failure, renal failure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cardiac conditions, O Lord God, respiratory problems, O Lord God. We ask that you touch and you heal it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray for, O Lord God, the American truckers, O Lord God, that are out there, Lord God, and delivering, O Lord God, delivery men, O Lord God, that are pushed hard this time of year, O Lord God, that you would give them wisdom, O Lord God, to slow down and take it safely, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the justice system, the judicial system, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, I believe that you put these things in order, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that it would serve your people, O Lord God, especially that are of the kingdom of heaven, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the transition of the presidential seat, O Lord God, that in the next month when they come up, O Lord God, that it will be a smooth transition, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that you bless your people everywhere, Lord God, the needs, O Lord God, the children, the grandchildren, relationships that are being sought after, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for that man, oh Lord God, that he would find his good thing and marry the Lord God, and he would live after the ordinance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for young women, young teenage women, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, young people, oh God, that they would find the right way, oh Lord God, to wait until the time is right, oh Lord God, and seek your face. Those that look for mates, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that have marriage, oh Lord God, especially one particular, Lord God, they're having great problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The spirit of stubbornness, oh Lord God, they just don't want to forgive, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's also mixed with mental illnesses, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's a wide menu, broad thing, oh Lord God, that need to be touched right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Setting ourselves also in agreement with Minister Chris, oh Lord God, and the prayer, Lord God, that have gone forth this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, that all things are in your hand, oh Lord God, and this world move at your command, oh Lord God. God, I pray, Lord God, thank you for a safe trip up north, oh Lord God, and turn back home, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Praying, oh Lord God, that everyone would just take the Lord along with them everywhere they go, oh Lord God, and that they would take in a deep breath, oh Lord God, and consider Jesus Christ and the suffering that he done, oh Lord God, before they open up their mouth, oh Lord God, with unwise decisions, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, realizing that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for all first responders, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, and rescue workers, oh Lord God, everywhere in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, God. We want to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we go through this Christmas season, oh Lord God, this time, oh Lord God, celebrating the birth of Christ, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Praying, oh Lord God, for the Blog Talk Radio this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Praying for the finance of the radio ministry, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, praying that for the safe arrival of the container, Lord God, that was sown over to Zimbabwe, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's safe arrival, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Pray for Pastor Scholastica and family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Cover our children, our grandchildren, the great granddaughter, oh God, as far as you should call, oh Lord God, and give you the honor, the glory, the praise this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, I say amen. Evil shut down, I call you, see it, God. Let it be sealed, oh Lord God, that the adversary does not seal any part of this word or this hour of power prayer from the people's hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Sister Janice, are you able to pray?
If you have Pastor Darling, since she was available.
Yes, I can pray.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Gracious and everlasting Father, I come because you said in your word, with two or three touching and agreeing, you'll be also in the midst. I come, Heavenly Father, because we all need you, Heavenly Father. Lord, everything going down except your word, but you said in your word that heaven and earth will pass, but your word will stand. So today we're standing on your holy word. We give you the honor, we give you the praise and the glory for looking beyond our faults and finding our needs. We give you the honor, the praise, and the glory because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord, I decree and declare for everyone on this line, the Jabez prayer, that you will bless them indeed and enlarge their territories, that their hands will be upon you, and that you will keep them from evil, that it may not cause any pain or grief. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory this morning for our children, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our loved ones, our unsaved loved ones. We pray, Heavenly Father, for our homes, that you're making our homes a home of love, peace, and contentment. Lord, make it the home that you would have it to be. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory because you look beyond our faults and you find our needs. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I thank you that you have your blood that's on my doorposts and all of our doorposts that will keep our enemies away. We give you the honor, we give you the praise because you are God, a forgiving God, a loving God, a kind God, and a just God. So, Heavenly Father, I come repenting today that you forgive me for anything that has not been pleasing to you. I ask that you give me a clean heart, a clean mind, and a clean tongue, for I can continue to serve you in spirit and in truth. I pray for this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Whatever the needs are, whatever the desires, that everyone that come to this line today, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you make a way out of no way. I pray for the moderator that run this line, Heavenly Father, and the ones that come in day after day teaching your true gospel, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is a word where a baby can understand, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. And I seal this prayer that no retaliation will come up against it, because I seal it with your blood, your wonder-working blood, your almighty blood, your powerful blood. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. And everyone that asks me to pray for them, I pray for them today, Heavenly Father. I pray for my friend Mercedes Fuller, Heavenly Father. She said that she's having problems with her kidney. So I give you the honor that you're working that out for her. And you're also working it out with her mother and her husband. I give you the honor for them today, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my new business that I'm starting, Heavenly Father, because only you can and only you will. And I thank you, Lord, that I'll be able to find all the merchandise that I need. I give you the honor. I give you the praise and I give you the glory, the merchandise that I need that will be able to be merchandise that I can be able to sell at a reasonable price, that I find a reasonable price, that I can be able to sell it at a reasonable price. In the name of Jesus, I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for my mother. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Dan. Sister Darlene, are you able to pray?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you. Praise God. The Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're so grateful for this time of our lives, oh God, for this time together, Lord. We know that you are perfect, Lord, and Lord, we are here just worshiping you and blessing your name, oh God. You are so good, God, and you're so great, and your mercies endure forever and ever, Lord. Well, we're just grateful because we can trust you, Lord, to honor your word, God. Your word says that your word will not go out and return to you, boys, but it shall accomplish what you sent it to do, Lord. So, Lord, that's why we pray your word, oh God. That's why we speak your word, God, and we're just glad that you're everywhere, God. You're all over the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you that you're sovereign and you have no respect of person, which you have done for one. You can't feel good for us. So thank you for that this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that no matter where we are in this earth, oh God, it could be in Africa, it could be Asia, it could be the United States of America, it could be South America, Lord, it could be Canada, anyway. On a mountain, in the valley, God, you're there. So we thank you, God, for being everywhere, God, and doing great things, oh God. You're doing wonderful things, oh God. So, Lord, before we do much in the morning, we just want to continue to praise you, God, because you are so worthy, oh God, the joy of just knowing you, oh God, the joy of knowing you, God. It is so beautiful, God. So we just trust you, God, and we're just speaking life into the dead situations that may be out there, oh God. We just thank you, Father, today because you are perfect, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're perfecting the saints even today, Lord, as we come to you. We know we must die daily to sin, oh God. And, Lord, there's a flesh going on between the flesh and the spirit. And, I mean, there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise, oh God, and overcome the enemy today, God. Overcome what the enemy is trying to do against us, oh God. We thank you that Jesus did give his life for us. He died on the cross so that we could have life and life more abundant. We know that he became the propitiation for our sin. He became the sacrificial lamb. So we're grateful, Lord, today that Jesus did what he did. And even before he got to the cross, he took all those stripes on his back, Lord, and because of those stripes, we are healed. So we're thanking you for healing this morning, oh God. Healing is the children's bread, and Lord, we are grateful, Lord, that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And Lord, even Jesus spoke and said, suffer the little children to come unto me. So even the little children, oh God, they can come, Lord, and seek the face of God and know that God is working on their behalf. And we are grateful for the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So we pray that the Spirit of the living God will continue to fall fresh upon us, oh God, each and every day, Lord. We are praying and thanking you, Father, for all things good and perfect that are coming from you, Lord. And, Lord, I pray for my sister Rosalind, her left leg, oh God, the numbness that she experiences at nighttime. I decree and declare that it shall not return. It shall leave her body, God, whatever is causing that numbness, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that you heal her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, today because you heal Michelle, oh God, who has the COVID-19 and others who have that COVID-19 in their bodies, oh God. Ben's grandmother, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for bringing her out of the hospital, oh God. And, Lord, others who are in the hospital right now, that you bless them, heal them, deliver them, oh God, that they will not be afraid, that they not will not be fearful, oh God, but just trust in you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, we just praise you this morning, oh God. And, Lord, we're thanking you for my sister Althea, oh God, that you heal the diabetes in her body, oh God, that you remove it, oh God, that she will eat the right things, oh God, and anybody else with the sugar diabetes, oh God, and other ailments in their bodies, oh God, there are things that we can eat and things we shouldn't eat, oh God, that will help us to be healed, oh God. And so, Lord, as people take medication, I pray that they will even pray at that time and trust you, Lord, to help them to stop the medication because you healed them completely, oh God. So we thank you for a complete healing this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, oh God, because you are doing the work, oh God. Any cancerous cells, oh God, that may be in somebody's body, oh God, we decree and declare that those cancer cells are dried up right now. Any treatment that somebody may be taking, oh God, we decree and declare that the treatment works, oh God, and that the cancer and anything else in the body shall be removed, oh God, and shall not return, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my cole, shakamakoko, le shatamakune, atala shitamakoko, le shatamakeda. My God, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, we pray, Father, today that they will not be down and out and depressed, oh God, but to know that to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord. If a person was in Jesus Christ, oh God, and if they weren't serving you, Lord, there's nothing we can do, Lord. But we thank you, Father, today for those who are still here, that they can receive Jesus as Lord. They can receive Jesus as King, that they can repent of the sin, oh God. So we pray for those, the multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God, that they would decide to serve you, oh God. They would decide to live for you, God. In the name of Jesus, all the sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, our children, our children's children, the great-grandchildren, the great-great-great, how many generations that you will allow to be upon this earth, oh God, those who will come even after we're gone, oh God. We pray for salvation to come into their lives, oh God, that they will receive Jesus. They will repent, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we do realize that the harvest is plentiful, Lord, and it's just a matter of the Lord of the harvest sending us forth, oh God, and we know that we have been sent, oh God, to reach out to others, oh God, as they are in need of salvation, oh God. They need Jesus today, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just drawing people to yourself, God. Join people, and they will heed your call, Lord. My brother Roderick, oh God, the addictions that he is dealing with, oh God, drugs and alcohol and just foolishness in his mind, oh God. I decree and declare that his mind becomes clear, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray for Tony, oh God, that you bring him out of his addiction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many people addicted to drugs and alcohol, oh God, not only illegal drugs, but legal drugs, too. People are dependent on those things, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that especially in the body of Christ, oh God, that we will trust you, Father. We will believe you, God, that we can be healed, oh God, no matter what the sickness and no matter what the disease, oh God. My God, my God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we're thanking you for the healing, oh God, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we thank you, God, today for healing the minds, hearts, souls, spirits, families, relationships, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God. We're just grateful, Lord, today that you are healing many others, oh God, who have different kinds of illnesses, oh God, high blood pressure, oh God, the spleen, if somebody needs to be healed, the heart, oh God, you're a heart regulator, oh God. Oh God, those who have arthritic conditions, the soreness in their joints, oh God, you can take away the pain, oh God, and strengthen those joints, oh God, as you have done for me, God. I thank you, Lord, today for doing it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every sister and brother who is here right now, those who may have wanted to be here who couldn't make it. We pray, God, today that you bless the lives of each and every one, oh God, all the family, all the offspring, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every business, oh God, we pray, Lord, that you let those businesses become enlarged and grow, Lord, and that people will come, Lord, and purchase the merchandise, oh God, and that there will be a major profit, oh God, in each and every one of the businesses out there, those who don't have a business yet, oh God, who will be planning to do one, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you give them wisdom, oh God, knowledge and understanding on how to do the business in a good fashion, oh God, and to just continue to pray over their business, oh God. I ask you, Father, that the angels even will be in the places, oh God, to help the customers and clients, oh God, to go ahead and make decisions, oh God, and purchase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray for those who may have court cases, oh God, that you will help them, oh God, in their court case, oh God, those who are incarcerated, in the name of Jesus. My cousin, oh God, we pray for Byron today, oh God, we pray for Dizon, oh God, these two brothers, oh God, who have had trouble for most of their lives, oh God, we pray, God, today that when they're released, oh God, that they will be able to function in society, oh God, after being behind the bars for so many years, oh God, we know, God, today that you can help them, oh God, to adapt to what we're doing in this dispensation, oh God, as they look to you, Lord, looking to the hills from whence cometh their help, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We pray, God, today that those boys and girls who are out there thinking about getting into trouble, oh God, that they will not do it, oh God. Those who are in gangs, oh God, that they will leave those gangs, oh God, and come to Jesus Christ, oh God. Those who try to just be bad, oh God, and want to take somebody's life, God, we decree and declare that they shall not do it, oh God, that they will repent, God, and come to Jesus Christ before it's for everlasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that vengeance belongs to you, God, and you shall repay, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just doing great things. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We just bless you, God. We pray for Beverly over there in the Bahamas. I pray for Menashe, oh God, down in Australia. I pray, God, today for those people, oh God, whose names we're not thinking of right now. But we just pray, Lord, today that everyone, oh God, that has asked us to pray, God, that they will be blessed, oh God. We pray for Michelle, oh God, over in, I think it's North Carolina, oh God. She needs some peace of mind, oh God, and her sister Radonna, Lord, peace of mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep each and every one of them in perfect peace, oh God, as their minds are stayed on thee, oh God, in the land of the living, Lord. And I pray, God, today as people are preparing for Christmas, oh God, that people will not overextend themselves, oh God, and get into debt, Lord, trying to buy gifts, oh God, buying things, oh God, that will cause them pain in the future, God, that they will use wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and buy something that is affordable, God, in the name of Jesus, or even make something, oh God, or just say, I love you. Some people just need to hear that, oh God. And so we thank you, Lord, today for the love of God just being in our hearts, oh God, as we reach out in love, oh God, that people will know that they are loved, oh God, and not just because we can buy something for them, oh God, but just to know that we truly care about them, oh God, and will embrace them, oh God, no matter what, God. So I pray, God, today, even for my grandchildren, oh God, I pray for all my grandchildren, oh God, that they will be obedient to their parents, oh God, they will be obedient to the adults, oh God, and not try to usurp authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. And all the grandchildren out there, that they will do what is right concerning their moms and to their grandparents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God. I pray for a little RG, oh God. I pray a special prayer for him, oh God, that he will be a great blessing as he continues to mature and grow up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Protect him as he's out in the streets, oh God, wherever he may be, wherever he's going, and his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much, and we bless you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you're doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, we're at the top of the hour right now, and I thank everyone for being here, all the newcomers, all those who have been here consistently. We pray that you will go today and have an awesome day and know that God is on your side, and those challenges you may face, Know that God is right there. And just look to him because he is the one who we can depend on each and every day. I love each and every one of you. I pray that the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go. And go in the spirit of Elisha. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. We look forward to tomorrow as God will allow us to be here. And Apostle Whisley will be facilitating. So we look forward to all that God has for us. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.